First, tree rings came to mind. Then femininity and the female body. These were my quick impressions of Diane Samuel's 2011 artwork titled Autobiography of Alice B. Toklas, Testimony Against Gertrude Stein. As I read about Samuel's method of transcribing written works to handmade paper, coated with pulverized hybrid rose petals, as its description stated, I thought about origins, not just of the writing materials referenced, paper and ink, but also the physical act of writing. To incorporate origin themes and feminist themes into one poem, I recognize the world's earliest known author, an ancient Mesopotamian woman named Enheduanna. I began thinking of her as the mother of writing in this poem, and along with Mother Earth, whose body bears written evidence of changing climates, the two seemed fitting tributes to the undeniable breadth of female legacies. The enjambment form, a running over of sentences from one line to the next, provided a solution for how to merge these various themes, as well as a complement to the circular nature of Samuel's artwork. This is Rings of Pink, Enheduanna. Read the O's and the P's and the Q's. Revolve this landscape encased by pulverized petals, the stories, round the wood in areola waves, the words, circle back to the earliest known poet. To quench our thirst, Enheduanna wrote the will of gods in prayer, hymn and poem, first touch paper with fire, and rain transcribed beneath the bark find the rings. From her fingers, one can tell how each season breathes the air, can be countered, not erased. The petals preserve the ink in purple, red and pink, and pink and pink and pink.